B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We got the playback. Eagles, Raiders. It's Christmas night, 2017. Weepy-eyed, 69,596 people at Lincoln Financial Field for Monday Night Football. Sean McDonough and the Grew Dog on the call. And remember, Nick Foles at the helm, Carson out with the leg injury. And there was only a handful of believers. I was not among them. And in fact, Christmas Eve that night, my buddy Lincoln Kennedy was in town to call the Raiders game. So he came over the house for Christmas Eve. And we were talking about their chances. And I said, very slim. Eagles start with the ball on offense. Take a listen to Gruden talking about Foles.
28 years old, the native of Austin, Texas, out of the University of Arizona. Started his career with the Eagles, a third-round draft choice in 2012, and back in Philadelphia, happy to be here, and hoping to lead this franchise to their first NFL championship since 1960.
Nick Foles has the confidence of his teammates. He's not quite as athletic, obviously, as Carson Wentz. You won't see as many bootlegs, scramble plays, or zone reads, but he can get it done in the pocket. And they have a talented group of receivers and a very strong running game. And the Eagles, Sean, have been a fast-starting offense.
All right, well, they didn't get much on their first drive. So Raiders on offense, and they get into Eagles territory. They go for it, fourth and two. And here's GM sending pressure.
Fourth down and two. Design roll to the right. Plenty of Eagles there. Carr throws it away, basically. And the Eagles take over on downs.
It's an all-out blitz. Jeff Schwartz brings the house. Carr has no chance but to throw this ball away. And Philadelphia has a first down in great field position.
That's right. Inside, deep inside Oakland territory. They get to the 17, and then Foles to Jay Ajayi on a screen.
Here's Ajayi on the screen. Ajayi inside the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
This center should be in the Pro Bowl. There should be an investigation. Kelsey.
Plays an alternate. He may get there.
I don't know what you're looking for on your ballot. I mean, this guy is unbelievable on the perimeter. Center, number 62, Kelsey. Cleans up on the kickout block, and Ajayi proving to be a great acquisition for the Eagles.
All right. Eagles come back from the commercial break to broadcast us, and here is Eagles up 7-0, and they go to Carson up in the suite. Very sad.
Carson Wentz in attendance here tonight, watching from a suite. They're playing their second game of the Eagles without him for his left ACL December 10th. Surgery 3 days later. As you can see, he was with his teammates on the field before the game. He was a leading candidate to be the MVP in the NFL this year. 11-2, best winning percentage still among quarterbacks in the NFL. His 33 touchdown passes still leading the league, as are his 14 third-down touchdown passes. Do you think Wentz should still be an MVP candidate, even though he's going to miss the last three games of the regular season?
It's hard to argue against that guy up in New England, but what he did as a second-year player, I would vote for Carson Wentz. He did it as a runner. He did it as a passer. His audibles, his command at the line of scrimmage, his leadership, it is killing him to not be playing. I hate to see him sitting up there.
Yeah, we were sad. I remember watching the game, and it was an ugly game. The weather was cold and windy. You remember that, Andrew?
Yeah, it was an ugly day.
It was
ugly
an ugly day. Eagles aren't doing much on offense. The Raiders come back. Carr to Cooper.
the Eagles have played with the lead so much of the year. A lot of opponents abandon the run. We spoke with Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator for Oakland. He said they will not do that. They go to the pass, and it's a big hitter. Amari Cooper with nobody in the picture for Philadelphia. 63 yards and a touchdown for Todd Downing and the Raiders.
Todd Downing watched the Giant film last week. Eli Manning smoked the Eagles with double moves. Just a one-step slant and go, and Jalen Mills, who got burned big time last week against the Giants, bit the cheese again. The Eagles, in the last couple weeks, have bit on double moves. They have not tackled well. They've struggled with up-tempo offenses, and Derek Carr has the Raiders right back in it.
They bit the cheese again, Andrew. Bit the cheese.
All right, so halftime's ugly. 7-7. First drive of the second half, Raiders get a field goal, and it's starting to get ugly for the Eagles' offense. And this is where, I don't know. I mean, I know there are a lot of people out there that were very excited and believed in Foles, and it was amazing to me. And they were rewarded for it. I was petrified. Midway through the third quarter, the Eagles have gone backwards. Minus 7 yards total for the second half. And here they are, 3rd and 19, with the offense struggling mightily.
And the relentlessness of this Raider defense that has shocked the Philadelphia Eagles.
They try to blitz. Good protection by the Eagles, but Foles off target. And it's an ugly 3-and-out. He was trying to get it to Torrey Smith, who was covered by Dexter McDonald.
Well, you see the frustration in Torrey Smith. The timing is just not there. You're going to see on the left side of your screen, Smith has a little separation. I don't know if Nick threw it early. Don't know if Smith was too late, but there's no timing, there's no rhythm, there's no production, none in his Eagle pass offense. These wide receivers have been shut down completely.
Yeah, this is worrisome, man. Very worrisome. The Eagles are looking for some sort of spark. It's getting ugly. And Derek Carr gives him one.
3rd down and 5. Carr intercepted by Patrick Robinson. He floated one over the middle, and it got picked off.
Pressure by Graham up the middle, and a costly interception by Carr. Gabe Jackson at right guard against Brandon Graham. There's a little bit of penetration. Bad route distribution. Jared Cook is in the same passing lane as Seth Roberts and Robinson. I hate to keep saying it, Sean, but there's another free agent acquisition of the Eagles.
All right, so you're hoping, all right, well, maybe that'll help Nick. First play on the drive after the interception, Foles goes deep to who else? Aguilar. And this is fitting.
Foles, some ball faking, a rare deep throw downfield. Is it caught? No. Aguilar went diving for the short throw and couldn't rescue it.
Foles hung in there, waited for Aguilar to cross on this deep cross pattern. Aguilar dropped it. Boy.
He should have had it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Foles did not throw it off, threw it off target, but Aguilar was there and he dropped it. How the hell did Nelson Aguilar play the Super Bowl he did? I still don't know. Talk about the greatest mysteries of life. That's the he sucked. He might have been the worst receiver I've ever seen in my life. The very next play, though, Foles hands the ball to Ajayi, and it didn't go too well.
2nd and 10. Ajayi, nice hole, nice run, first down. He's trying to run over defenders. The ball comes out at the end of the play. Raiders have it.
That's when a lot of big fumbles occur, at the end of plays. They run a one-back power play. It's blocked perfectly. And Ajayi, who is known as one of the best finishers, making yards after contact, keeps fighting, and so do the Raiders.
All right, so this is how ugly it was. And this is why it's Christmas night. And remember, the Super Bowl takes place in February. And it's Christmas night. And during this game, nobody's thinking Super Bowl. It's ugly. Raiders back on offense, but not for long.
Each team with a turnover tonight now. Here come the Raiders again with Marshawn Lynch. And he lost the ball.
Michael Kendricks with the hit, first down, Eagles.
Wow. How about that? Not a turnover all night. Now we have three in a matter of moments in the last four plays.
Kendricks with help from Vinnie Curry. Ball clearly out.
First time Lynch has fumbled this year. Not just lost fumble, first fumble of any kind. First time it's come out of his hands.
All right, so the Eagles are able to gain a whole 12 yards after the fumble. They get a field goal, all right? Then comes more ugliness. You ready? You've had a Patrick Robinson interception, Aguilar drop, Ajayi fumble, Lynch fumble. The Raiders missed a field goal, and now here's yet another Eagles turnover.
Under 8 minutes to go. Foles, another play fake to Ajayi. It's off the hands of Ertz and intercepted by Reggie Nelson.
Got to give the Raiders credit. And Nick Foles on the bootleg. Looks like he's shaking up. You're going to see Ertz in the flat, and Reggie Nelson wasn't fooled whatsoever. Foles tried to stick it in there. It's not a great throw. It's away from Ertz's body. Tipped and intercepted.
Well, Foles had gone 170 consecutive pass attempts without an interception. That was the longest active streak in the NFL.
Amazing, right? But now we aren't done. The Raiders next drive, yet another turnover.
23-yard gain. Richard, nice cutback. Another big hole. Takes Malcolm Jenkins with him. The ball comes out late. Rodney McLeod ripped it out. Was he down? The officials are conferring. And I think based on that reaction by Jenkins, they're going to rule the runner down by contact. Well, they still haven't made a firm indication yet. And now the Eagle crowd thinks they're going to get the ball, and they will. Looks to me like the ball was coming out, John, just before the knee went down.
Rolling on the field is a fumble recovered by Philadelphia. Please reset the game clock to 6 minutes, 35 seconds, please. 6:35, timeout on the field.
That's outrageous, right? And by the way, how bad was McDonough? Oh, you get anything right. Football, not his bag.
That's all right.
He stopped. All the turnovers, missed field goals. Oh, crazy, right? And it's still 10-10. There's under a minute left in the game. The Raiders right around midfield. And here's Derek Carr back to pass.
Lynch, the running back on the right hip of Carr. Carr pressured immediately. And it's intercepted once again. Ronald Darby up and running. He's going to score. Was he touched down is the question. Touchdown, Philadelphia, with 46 seconds to go.
Incredible.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands as called. It's an interception by Philadelphia. The Philadelphia runner is down by contact. It'll be Philadelphia's ball, first and 10, on its own 48-yard line.
All right, so they're still not good, but somehow they get to Elliott, and Elliott's leg gives them a 13-10 lead somehow, Andrew.
And here comes Jake Elliott, rookie out of Memphis, with the biggest kick of his life. Very well could secure home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs if he can knock this one through. He's 22 years old. Missed from 33 in this direction. Made from 35. That one's heading down the middle. And good! With 22 seconds to go.
A lot of ways to win in this league. When you're having a bad night on offense, you got to lean on your defense and special teams. And
Credit Doug Peterson and this Eagle football team.
All right, I interrupt this playback to give you some breaking news. Marquise Goodwin, whom the Eagles got from San Francisco, wide receiver, is deciding to opt out on the season. So he will not play for the Eagles, which means more pressure on Jalen Reagor to be something. Well, let's finish it off. Raiders still have time to play. They still have some time to tie the game. 3 seconds left on the clock. Here you go.
That's the play where you try to lateral it around. That's going to be a short throw. Cooper, Richard, as so often happens, they're going the wrong way. We've seen this happen before as well. The defense scoring on the last play of the game. Derek Barnett, Merry Christmas in Philadelphia.
This is as good a defense as I've seen in Philadelphia since Buddy Ryan had Reggie White, Jerome Brown, and the boys. And a great defense can carry you a long way.
Well, the Philadelphia Eagles, with the best record in the NFL, 13-2, they'll be the number one seed throughout the NFC playoffs.
And there you have it. The playback. It was funny, Gruden, because he talked about how great the defense was. Early on in the game, he was ripping the Eagles' defense. Crazy. But that was the night, Christmas night 2017, when very few of us had Super Bowl hopes and dreams.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.